Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 295. And this is a Chaser Show.
That's what Johnny said.
There you go. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
Right? Oh, and this is, what is my name?
What's your name?
What's your name? This is Ron Jeremy.
Ron, ooh, impressive.
The special guest.
Special guest. And, and who's next? Who's next? Who's there? Jeff, are you there? Jeff?
Yes, this is Jeff.
All right.
Jeff, did you have something in your mouth?
Yes, Jeff is a Chaser contributor from Bears Life magazine. And we also have
Devin
from Chicago. For the first time from the Virgin. You're the Bear Podcast Virgin here.
Yeah, and you don't get to be that much.
Yes, Devin is the owner of Bear of the Day. We're going to talk about that later. Bear of the Day. Yeah, I had to mention it.
You make really it sound to. So grandiose. It hasn't been up for like
Bear
years.
Of the Day. Okay, because that has a lot of history for me. So, yeah, welcome.
Was I ever on Bear of the Day?
Oh, no, Ray's offended.
You know, it's funny, though, because it was up for so many years that every once in a great while I'll run into someone. They'll be like, you know, I was on your website. I'd be like, really?
Really?
Oh. What was I thinking?
Nice. Okay, so welcome everyone. This is episode 295, and it's almost the year is almost over, and we just thought of doing a Chaser Show. We haven't done a Chaser Show for so long. I think the last one was last year. I think.
I know, it's been way too long.
I know. Well, we had a couple of ones with
St. Louis?
Oh yeah, St. Louis. That's a Chaser Show too. Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
it's a video Chaser Show.
One. That's sad. I didn't even listen to that show yet. I've been so damn busy.
Yeah, Ray's too busy with his hot ethnic men.
That's right. Jeffrey, when are you coming to town?
Hopefully soon. I miss you guys. I really want to go down there. So,
mm-hmm. Baby TB, are you?
I want you on my website.
Oh, that's right.
You're approved with the boyfriend.
Uh huh. Boyfriend approved.
I don't think he would go on, but maybe a solo thing.
Devin,
well,
you gotta be
him.
In
I'm
it.
Just talking to you. I don't need to see no bear. Unless it's Muscle Bear.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Devin likes Muscle Bears.
Yeah. Devin should be... Yeah, you should come over and Ray can do photo shoots of you. Or video shoots.
I could get Devin, Jeffrey, and you, Maynard, all whacking off on the bed together.
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay. I've done that before. I want
listeners write in if you want to see my man whacking off.
We'll play and then I will win first and third place. I can do that. Anyway. Let's do some weekend updates before we go on with our topics that we have for today. Okay, so Ray, let's start with us, with you. Well, we were together last weekend for what did we do?
You're not supposed to tell anybody. What if Mike hears listens to this episode?
Oh, Mike might not like it. That's right. We were just in the Lights in the Heights. What's so special about it?
We never even saw each other.
No, we didn't. No, you're lame. You told me, okay, wait for me at beside the Santa Claus. But it's all Christmassy and everything. There's so many Santa Clauses around running
Santa
around.
Santa Claus was in the park. You would figure Maynard could find a big, fat, white bearded man in a red suit. I mean, come on now, man.
I might sit on him or something, but no, well, I didn't find any.
I figured you could occupy your time until we made our moseyed our way up that way.
I didn't find anyone. Well, I didn't find you guys. I did find the Asians and Friends group and hanged out with them. We just sang carols. It was good. And I didn't know one of our members of the Asians and Friends was really good in piano. So, yeah, it was fun.
What? Mm-hmm. What? Somebody in Asians and Friends that's not musically talented?
Well,
I'm like the only Asian I know that doesn't play an instrument, I think.
Really?
Well, I don't.
You don't
play a violin or something like
maybe
that?
Maybe the flute, but that was like in school. That doesn't really count.
The skin flute.
Yeah, the tube stick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what we pretty much did. What'd you guys do last weekend? Right. Jeff.
Well, last weekend, It was Michael's birthday, so we...
Happy birthday, Michael.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he turned like...
Interesting. We have two Asians with boyfriends with the same name.
I know. Jeff and I, whenever we say Michael, and then the two of them would look at us. Wait a second. How about you, Devin? Is your partner's
name? No. Oh, no, it's not. His name's not Mike. Okay. It's Jay.
Okay, okay. Whew, okay. So, yeah, it's... how was the birthday party? Or how did you celebrate?
It was kind of actually a low-key birthday compared to previous birthday parties that we had. But basically, I woke up on the day of his birthday, and I went to he came home. He went to bed because, you know, he was out at work. And then I drove to Best Buy, and I got a car starter installed in his car. And then basically, it took like 4 hours to get this thing installed. It was like crazy. So but by the time I get back... I surprised him with it. I woke him up, and then I got him downstairs. And
you know, won't it start?
Well, I was fixing things. Is it going out and hitting the old crankshaft on the front of it a little too passe for him? What?
Okay, so yeah, go ahead.
So basically, I took him outside, and I was like, "Hey, I got your present for you." And I was like, "Let's go out to the car, and you know, let's get it." And he was like, Why don't you bring it in? And I was like, because it's too big. I can't bring it inside. You have to help me. So I had to somehow get him outside. Mm-hmm. So I finally got him outside. Then I was like, okay, wait, before we go to the car, why don't you give me a kiss? And, you know, and he looked at me weird, like, okay. I was like, well, it's raining. It's like romantic, you know.
You were having to work for this, weren't you, Jeffrey?
You were working so hard.
Yeah, right. I know. It was so fake and everything. I was trying to make it more like real and shit. So basically, he was kissing me in the rain, and I had the car starter in one hand. So then I put it behind his head, you know, because I had my hands wrapped around him. So then I started the car, and then when the car started, we just kind of pulled back from each other. And I just looked at him, and then he looked at me, and then he looked at the car, and then he thought for a second, and then I was like, "Happy birthday!" And then he's like, "Oh," then he realized what I got him. So.
It was actually just the, the starter.
Yeah, because he's been wanting one, so I got him one. But then the cool part is that when we got in the car, you know, we shut off the car, and then I showed him that, you know, then I was playing with it too, like starting with it. But
you were playing with it in the car?
No. This is a special starter. You can actually start it with your iPhone.
Oh my God!
Oh God! No.
So I was playing with it, starting with my iPhone and everything. And he was like sitting there, "Why is it starting by itself?" And I was like, you know, playing. He thought it was defective because it kept going on and off, and I was just playing with my iPhone. And you know, then I said, "Well, you know, to start your Toyota FJ Cruiser, there's an app for that." And he goes, "Oh, really?
Oh, there's an app for that? Okay."
Okay, now we know what Palmer is going to get next.
I know. You should get him. You should get him in.
I don't know if I want my iPhone to be able to start my car.
What if somebody hacks it from online?
That's what I'm saying. Somebody hacks it or somebody steals the iPhone. They get your car too, man.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, but but they have to know your startup code though. Your you know.
Well, oh, you have to punch in a code. Yeah, but see, I'm so retarded. There's only so many passwords I can remember, so. I'll start with three.
Mine is easy. Just 1, 2, 3, 4. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You got the easy part down right.
Wow. It's been a busy week. You're so butch. You actually installed a starter in the car.
No, I didn't do it. I'm not that butch.
Oh, I thought.
He took it down to Best Buy and let the lesbians do it.
Oh, nice.
Actually, this cute cub installed it, actually.
Oh, nice. Did you take pictures?
Mm. I felt a little bit weird taking pictures of him. I did have a picture of maybe his butt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the butt. And the butt crack.
Well, I will say this. Nice. The Best Buy here, the guys that have installed my stuff the last couple times in the vehicles for Best Buy, they are all kind of cubbish and tattooed and just kind of hot.
Really?
Yes.
See, you like them cubbish too. All right.
Cubbish is
they
hot.
Weren't bare. They were a little cubbish, a little tattooed, a little rock and roll, little daddy needs to whip your ass and get you straight out.
Oh, I think Punky Cubs are the new muscle bears that everyone likes them.
Punky with the tattooed ones, you mean, too?
Did you watch The Amazing Race?
Oh, no, I haven't, no.
No.
That one guy, what's his name? Matt with Gary. Gary and Matt, he did the race with his dad. He's kind of a punky cub guy, tattooed, pink hair.
Mm-hmm. Is he actually gay?
He didn't really ever, he never really said anything specifically, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What does your gay car say?
I didn't necessarily get that vibe off him.
But you were hoping.
You were hoping.
Yeah. I just appreciated all the challenges where he had to disrobe.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
And there was quite a few.
Nice. How about, there's a new TV show. Was it Pawn Stars? Wherein there's these, they're not porn stars. They're it's a pawn shop that they have, it's being owned by a family, and they're all bears, except for the grandfather. But dad was a big daddy bear, and the two kids that they have, they're all chubby guys, but they're probably in their 20s. Yeah, it's pretty interesting because they do what do you call this? Appraising. Somebody brings them let's say a sword or a gun, and then they appraise it and they check how much it is and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You said pawn shop, not porn shop.
No, it's porn. Pawn shop.
Now that's going to be my logo TV show.
What?
Pawn shop.
Devin, okay. How about you? You've been through a very interesting week with some of the bears in Chumley. Is it Chumley? You went to Chumley Cruise, right?
Yes, I went on the Chumley Cruise. Okay. Which apparently there's a whole bunch of... I mean, I thought at first there was only a couple of bear cruises, and then one of them stopped running, the one that used to be run by Bear Films, because mm-hmm. they had, I don't know if you guys are familiar, but they had all kinds of shenanigans going on.
I heard about that.
The one guy.
And then...
Where, yeah, the guy who organized it, I guess, like, took off out of the country with a bunch of people's money, didn't actually make the reservations he said he was, and took a bunch of people's credit card numbers, and...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a huge mess, but... But this is not that one.
Okay, that's good. That's good to hear.
And see, that's the sad thing. It takes one person to screw one good thing up. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny, too, because the other cruise was put on by Bear Films, which is a porn company. Yeah. So, and I think one of their big selling points is that a lot of the guys that are in the movies are on the cruise.
Yep.
So that kind of sets the tone of what kind of event this is. And keep in mind, this is not
a bear event.
It's a bear event.
Right, but it's not on a exclusively gay ship. So you have this group of, like, you know, bear porn stars and people that want to see bear porn stars on this cruise ship with, you know, everyone else. So they got
straight men with their wives that hook up with them on the cruise.
So they got themselves into some trouble, and they got pretty much banned from... a lot of cruises, and that year, actually, Chumley's group, because they kind of just lumped the group in, like, oh, you're a bear, you know, cruise group, you must be the same kind of thing or whatever, and they actually canceled the Chumley cruise, like, at the last minute on one year, and they had to scramble to redo it. But this one, I think, is a very different cruise than that one. It's much more laid back, and people are, it's not just exclusively about hooking up, it's not like a bear run at sea kind of thing.
How was the food? I have to find out.
I think that's funny. That's the first thing you ask. You don't care. How was the food?
How was the food?
Okay. Disappointing.
Really? Okay.
What? Well, it's weird because, okay, well, I've been on like five different cruise lines. So just comparing. People who have never been on a cruise before, I tried not to be real vocal about it because a lot of people have never been on a cruise. It's like, this is fantastic and it's all you can eat. And it's, you know, all this different stuff. But people who have been on cruises pretty much universally said this is like pretty bad relative to other.
Who's the cruise line?
Is with Costa Cruises or Costa Cruises, I guess is how they pronounce it here. Which is different. It's normally on Princess most years, and next year it's going back to Princess. But it was just a really bad... Like, the cruise itself was fantastic because of all the guys are awesome and super friendly. But the cruise line itself was, like, so unorganized, and the food wasn't that good. So I would never cruise that line again. Mm-hmm. My own choosing.
Well, I've done Carnival out of Galveston, so yeah. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, we should do one of those.
Well, you know they have the Halloween cruise every year. That's a hoot, or usually is. So, mm-hmm.
If you guys can swing going on the Chumley cruise, it is like So I can't even describe how much fun I had. Like, it was the first vacation, and I've been to, you know, like European vacations and stuff like that, like big trips. Mm-hmm. Last year's Chumley cruise that I went on was the first trip that when I came home, I actually like had about a week of depression after coming back from the cruise, because it was like I was so depressed that it was over.
It was over.
It was so fun that I was like,
then you really know that it has been a very good vacation then. Wow.
It was amazing. And I have to say too, like, the first year I went too, being a chaser, I'm like never quite sure I'm gonna be received at like a bear type event or whatever. And everyone was like super nice to me actually, and real friendly and very welcoming. So I really appreciated that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, that's good.
How many cities? How many people who you saw, and then that you know, from different cities, and what? Like, many people are from San Diego. Many people are from Chicago, or what?
Well, I think because the Bear Cruise is like, you know, once a year, people pretty much come from, like, some people came from other countries and flew into Miami just go on the cruise.
Also, it was out of Miami.
So, yeah, was it Miami or Fort Lauderdale? I can't remember which port it left out of.
Probably Fort Lauderdale. I think.
But we were staying in Miami with friends that we'd met on last year's cruise to go on this one. So it's pretty neat. Like, we definitely made lasting friendships and things like that.
Did they do those color-coded lanyards?
Well, the lanyards weren't color-coded, but when you get on the ship, you have a little badge that has your name on it and all that. And if you want, you can put a colored dot on it.
Oh.
And they have green dots, which mean basically you're open to play, or a red dot, which means you're not. And then some people that put, you know,
both
four green dots on the front and back.
Nice.
And then you had to figure out, is it on the left side of the left side of the card or the right side?
Yeah, it's not that specific. I heard that, though. It's not specific.
Oh, that is awesome. I remember before they had something like that. If it's white or single, you can play. One is, and then another color would be for monogamous couples, and another color for couples, but they do play. And some people would bring two lanyards. So they would change their lanyard, and ooh, it suits the moment.
The gay cruise I went on, they put everybody in the middle of the room and said, all right, line up in a straight line in the middle of the room. Okay. And then they said, everybody that's single, move to the right of the room. So all the single people moved over to the right of the room. And they said, okay, all the couples that are monogamous, move to the left of the room. So they did that. And then they stood back and said, okay, now you know where the playing field is.
Oh, nice.
And I saw a lot of the people that's on the left side of the room messing with the center of the room and the right of the room. So
I've never been to a cruise before. We've always planned it, but I just couldn't find the time.
Oh, you should totally go. Yeah. It's funny I was totally one of those people that's like, why would I ever want to go on a cruise? And now that I've gone, it's like, oh, it is so fun.
Mm-hmm. Because you get to eat and drink and somebody else is driving.
Well, not just that, but you get to go to all these different cities and it's like your hotel goes with you. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to pack your bag back up. Like when we were going through Europe in the Mediterranean and just like, all right, you know, go back to the hotel and it's going to float over to, you know, Barcelona now, and then we'll get off and we're in Barcelona. Yeah. You don't have to repack your bag and fly. It's fantastic.
Just be back by 4 o'clock or you're screwed.
Yeah, don't miss the boat or else you're really screwed.
Because they do not wait on you.
I'm afraid of that.
Like a bear event though to you, Devin?
You know, it's kind of, I don't know, because I don't have a great frame of reference, because I haven't gone on like an official bear run, like as a participant. I've been.
Well, see, there you go.
Like, I mean, in Chicago, when everyone comes in every year for Bear Pride, I generally just hang out with everyone there. But I mean, I've not been an actual, you know, participant. Mm-hmm. Just lobby horde and stuff like that.
Nice. Lobby horde. I love it when people lobby horde. Okay. Well, that's good that you've been there. One of these days, we should do that.
Devin, you and Jeffrey can come down to Bear Watch this year.
That's right. It's in May. Come to Galveston with us.
That's right.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
The Texas pinnings?
We'll do some Texas pinnings.
We have a... Oh, you don't know a Texas pinning,
Devin? Oh, that's
okay,
Devin. Just come on down. I'll show y'all.
Okay, Devin, let me explain to you a Texas pinning. A Texas pinning usually
No. He needs to learn about it firsthand.
Firsthand? Okay. Yeah. People who are, you know, listening to this before, know about Louis Weekend, and we talk about it there. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about your former project, should I say, or is it still going? Bear of the Day. Let's talk about that. Many years ago, I think I was still in the Philippines back then. I would surf around, you know, go online and check out some websites, and I found out about Bear of the Day, even back in Manila. And then I'm still looking at it. I was still looking at it when I arrived here in the U.S. And then when I started the podcast, that's when, I tried, you know, looking for people to interview and stuff. And then actually, Devin, I found you. But then I emailed you that time, but I didn't know if the email that you had there on the website works. So I didn't get in contact with you anymore. Then I found out you're in Live Journal, you're also on Facebook and stuff, and got to meet you at Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Bear of the Day. So let's talk about it. When did you really start it back then?
Well, actually, it's kind of funny because I started it back in 1997, which was shortly after I graduated college. And that was like, you know, if you guys think about what was going on in 97, the internet was really much more in its infancy. There was a lot less out there in terms of content.
GeoCities was really big.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was right out of college. I was living by myself, so I had a lot of time to myself. And I was thinking, you know, I would really like to not just be a consumer, because, I mean, back then, there weren't as many people with their own blogs and they have Facebook and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of just fan pages of people saying, I like this, I'm putting up a page. And I really appreciated whenever I would have some like crazy, you know, like I want to read about, Knight Rider lunchboxes. And someone's got a fan page for Knight Rider lunchboxes. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, you know, that's what makes the internet so cool, is all these people dedicated to weird esoteric stuff that you can find and get value out of. But I'm like, I don't want to be just a consumer of the internet. I want to be like someone that actually gives something back, so that other people will find something, you know, that I have to contribute interesting. And I'm like, well, what do I have to, you know, contribute that I think would be interesting? And I'm like, well, from all my, you know, time on the internet, I've collected a sizable collection of pictures of, you know, bears that other people might want to see. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you know, the problem is there's a lot of people with a lot of websites. How do you get people to come to your page? How do you get people to keep coming back to your page? So I was like, well, maybe I'll do a daily format where, you know, the picture would just change every day. And actually, the acronym for Bear of the Day, which is BOTD, is actually a pun on a common Unix command, MOTD, which is message of the day. So it's kind of more of a
okay.
As more of a Unixy kind of geek back then. And so basically I had a friend help me write some scripting code and stuff like that to set everything up. And I created that, loaded up a bunch of pictures into a queue, and I went on the, you know, Bears mailing list at the time, which was still pretty in full swing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I told some people about it. And I think by the end of the first week, I was getting maybe 100 hits a day. Mm-hmm. And that was like really pretty exciting. like, wow, that's, you know, really cool. Like, people I don't know are looking at these pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think by the time it hit really its height, it was about 3,500 hits a day or so.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which is pretty neat, because thinking about it, I'm like, somewhere in the world, every 30 seconds, someone's clicking on a link that leads to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is pretty cool. And like from the statistics I was collecting, you know, I'd see like where people are loading the page from. And some of them are from like, you know, Arab countries where they could probably be really in trouble for looking at this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, some from military IP addresses. And I mean, it's just interesting,
to see like,
where all the stuff, you know, comes from. But honestly, even though it was a lot of fun, and I did meet a lot of people from it, and I changed the site later on so that it wasn't just, you know, anonymous pictures. Mm-hmm. I had up there, it was pictures of people that sent in. Because every once in a while, you know, you'd have a picture up there and someone would be like, hey, that's, you know, that's my picture. And I'd be like, well, sorry.
Did it get offended? Did people didn't like some of it?
Yeah, I mean, some people are like, you know, you don't have a right to do this. And I'm like, whoa, I just, you know, I'm just reposting stuff that I found freely out there. I'm not like going to pay sites and redistributing anything. But, mm-hmm. you know, so they're all pissed off. So I'm, you know, in order to try to avoid that, I'm like, well, I'll only put up pictures if someone sent them in specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So then I switched it over to that format, and that was kind of popular because it was a way for people to, like, meet others. In fact, it was pretty cool. Like, a couple of times I've gotten email from guys that say, like, oh, I met my, you know, husband on your site or whatever.
Cause oh,
I was
really?
That's yeah. So and then he emailed me.
Nice.
So, it was really interesting. I just, you know, I eventually kind of wound it down because it was just, like, the pressure of having to like worry about always having something ready, you know, if I had a slow week and people weren't sending in pictures or whatever, and then I'd have to worry about, you know, finding something to put on the site and always having every day to work on something, it just got to be a bit much for me, like when my life got more busy. So I decided to shut it down.
Oh, wow.
2005, I think.
Oh, really? Just then? But, you know, whenever I Google it, I still find your page and go to it. And there you are, you and your partner.
Yeah.
I always see it. Yeah. Hmm.
It's weird. I think I went back to it, like, years later. I'm like, people are still hitting this page. They must just have, like, bots scanning the like, yeah. mm-hmm. the page trying to download something because it hasn't changed in years.
You could have put some ads in there. You could be making money now. Wow.
I had thought of that. Mm-hmm. But... I decided I really didn't want to try to make money off it. It was just totally a, you know,
nice.
For the fun of it and just to give something back to people. I didn't want to make money off it and maybe, you know.
Yeah. If it's still up, maybe Ray would have posted some pictures or sent you ones. Because Ray's more of a grinder guy, right, Ray?
Grinder.
Yeah.
You mean Grindr, the application where nobody talks to fat boys?
Oh, yes, there. Some people do. Actually, it was going off back in St. Louis, Missouri, in hibernation. The Grindr was really going wild.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, the bears are kind of taking it over.
This should be.
They're like, oh, another way to hook up. That's not Bear 411.
Yeah.
It's instant.
And
oh my God.
For real. They have a
and it's location.
And I can carry it with me. And I don't have to take the laptop.
Mm-hmm. So all of us here are iPhones, right? You have an iPhone too, Devin, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So all of us have iPhones. But I never installed Grindr. Do you have that, Jeff?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. Actually, really?
That's actually pretty cool, actually.
Isn't it? I mean, I thought it was just like purely a hookup tool, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
But you know, Jeff,
isn't even like, oh, where are you located, and like how close is the next person?
I could imagine. I could imagine with Jeff, it's about the next person is about 100 miles away.
Yeah, there's like a gaggle of little hot twinkie muscle boys here that live close to me, within like 2,500 feet or something. None of those bitches ever talk to me.
None of them. Okay.
I'm just like, you know what? I just want to chat. You know.
Yeah, and most of the time,
if something more happens, fine. But you know, just humor me. I'm an old man. So. I got a question for Velma Lee here.
Verma Lee.
Velma.
What? Oh God! You're looking through my Facebook pictures, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Can you introduce me to your brother?
You know what? My brother.
Yeah, Jordan Lee.
Who?
He's standing right next to you in your Velma pic when you're all full drag and stuff.
Now I need to go look at which picture you're talking about, because I'm not even sure which picture that is.
Oh my God. You were dragged? I haven't looked at it.
It's photo 20 of 54.
I went as, for Halloween, I went as Velma from Scooby-Doo. It's actually a rehash of an old, I did this like years ago and I still have the costume around. And this bar right by us was having this contest for, you know, a costume contest. And my partner Jay's like, you should totally get out the Velma costume because you could totally win this. I'm like,
Me and Jay got a lot in common.
It's a good costume.
me and him both look exactly the same in overalls.
I haven't seen an overall picture of you, so I wouldn't know.
So.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
It's kind of scary, actually.
I can't find it. Where's the Velma picture? Hold on.
Yeah, now I need to find this. This is in photos of me, I assume.
Right, photos of Devin Lee, and it's photo 20 of 54. And this photo, Jay, Devin, Jordan, Ashley, Mark, and Biscott.
Oh, I think I see the one. Oh, the guy dressed up as a mouse.
Yes.
You can't really see his ears too well. he's just some guy that works at the bar. I don't know him.
well, shit. He's hot.
Wow. But anyway, okay. I will. Well, you're gonna do the. Well, Jeff's gonna do the album artwork of this one, so you can pick that one right.
Right. You know, it's funny.
See, the next one's even better because you get the pointy nipples.
You know what's funny is, I had a friend that introduced me to a friend of his. Like, we were just walking down the street. This is on Halloween when I was dressed up as Velma.
Ooh, there's a better one.
And he's like, oh, this is my friend Devin. So the first time and first and only time she had met me was when I was dressed as Velma. So whenever he would talk about me, in her mind, her mental image of me was dressed up as Velma.
Nice. Okay. Wow. Okay. Anyway, let's move on. We have some topics. Well, we have a topic that the Devin actually introduced. It's actually the case of opposites attract. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So, let me see if I can. Explain it in your own words, Devin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The kind of funny thing that a lot of people, including Jay and me, my partner Jay and me, noticed is that Jay and I are like almost complete opposites in just about every way. And I think the fact too that he's a bear and I'm a chaser just makes that even more obvious. But in terms of personality, we're like almost at opposite ends of the spectrum. If you were to go on like any personality test, we'd be at complete opposite ends of the spectrum. So I think we're like one of those classic opposites attract, complementary personality partner kind of situations. And I was wondering if that had anything to do with the fact that, you know, I'm a chaser and I'm into physically someone that looks the exact opposite of myself. So I was wondering if you guys, as chasers, if you felt that you were, you know, kind of the similar personality type as your partner or more like opposites.
Let me see. In my case, I'm more almost similar, actually. Because wait, let me see. Because Mike likes the cholo looking or Asian and Mexican and you know, cholo looking pudgy guys, not too thin, but really a little bit bigger. But yeah, and for me, I really like the big guys. I think it's because I discussed this before, but it's because I wanted to be a bear when I was younger. I wanted to be a little bit bigger than I was because I was really frail and small back then. I wanted to be hairy and stuff and just wasn't born that way. And
I meant like more personality wise though. Do you think
you're talking about personality wise?
Yeah, like are you kind of similar personality wise or are you kind of opposites?
Oh, if it's personality wise.
Like in terms of personality, I'm much more like the thinking logical one. He's more the feeling emotional one.
Oh, in our case, in that case, it's going to be like, it's like opposites at that point because he's, I treat my partner Mike like a, straight thinking guy, not straight gay, but he's the one who's got more sense. I am more of the crazy one.
So he's the grounded one.
High maintenance one.
The high maintenance one. Am I really? Hey, what are you talking about? Yeah. So I guess in that sense,
there, Mike. I said it for you. Yeah. You know me.
well, it's more like with Mike. He's the one who always. Let me see. Well,
Mike's the planner.
Yeah, he's the planner. He's I like winging it.
And Maynard's like walking around. And it's like, ooh, squirrel.
Ooh, bear.
Yeah. Ooh, belly. Ooh, bear. And it's just like his eyes glaze over and he's gone. And you can forget about whatever conversation you had. He's gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes I do that. Yeah. How about you, Jeff?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. Personality wise. I don't know. I want to say that we're different. I want to say we're more different than we are the same, I would say. So, yeah, I would say I would be similar to Devin in that sense. I've been actually thinking about this myself lately, and I've been thinking about how, like, I've like been one of a couple bears before, and I find that a lot of bears, they have similar type of personalities as opposed to like chasers, where when you meet other chasers, you know, I find that a lot of other chasers either they want to kind of like be like bears, or they wish they were bears, kind of like the Nard, like what the Nard was just saying. So I kind of like feel the same way, like for myself, that is, I you know, wish I was more bearish and stuff. And it's weird because when you talk to the bears themselves, they you know, they want to be thinner too, like kind of like the chasers. So it really, it kind of makes me wonder about, you know, the mental development of like when a bear, you know, grew up through his life and stuff. Like, did he have issues growing up because, you know, he's a big guy and people made fun of him and stuff. So it makes me wonder about that.
It's all funny games unless you're the fat kid.
You know, it's kind of weird that you say that, though, but I don't, I mean, I don't really think of myself as, like, wanting to be bear-like physically, even though I'm really attracted to that. I don't really necessarily myself want to be a bear, even though I did grow, you know, facial hair. I think all chases have facial hair for some reason, but... I mean, like, given my options, I don't think I'd really necessarily want to change my appearance to be a bear. I'm just attracted to them.
Well, initially. So, how about, okay, Jeff, how about personality-wise? You're saying, you did mention about personalities. You're the same as Devin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay, we turned this around to Ray. So... how about you, Ray? What can you say about it?
What about it? What do you want me to say about it?
I don't know.
What's the correct answer, Maynard?
I don't know. You might have...
No, just kidding. I always... I know that I'm a bear. I've never wanted to be a bear.
Oh, really?
It's just... Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. I'm not ashamed of what I am. I used to be.
Are you a twink?
I was much, much younger. I used to be. But you know, I see myself as Taylor Laurent with a glandular problem, so it's all good.
You're a twink in a bear's body. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's right.
That's attracted to other twinks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was the hardest thing for me when I moved to Houston, was accepting that I was a bear. I mean, I kind of knew what they were, and I really just kind of ignored the whole thing until me and John got together. Then it was very obvious that the whole reason was because I was a bear. And, you know, so
how long have you been carrying the name Hugh Bear Dad anyway? Because you've always been the
Bear Dad. That's, I guess, when I finally accepted it, because I did that about 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
Because when it changed from Relocation Boy to Hugh Bear Dad.
Relocation Boy. So, okay. Because you relocated. So, okay.
Yeah. When we first moved to Houston, you know, it was 98. There was no, you know, there wasn't really, it was AOL. That's about all you had.
CompuServe. AOL,
Dark Ages.
I mean, God forbid before we had Grindr and Bear 411.
And the internet.
You know, back Manhunt, then, anything, you know, it was, you know, I used to get on Yahoo and sit on Yahoo all the time just because I thought it was cool to be able to talk to guys online.
Back then was FidoNet, like that, Usenet and stuff, and wow.
Yeah, I think here in Houston, what was ICR or whatever it was real big.
IRC. Yeah.
It was like huge here in Houston for the longest time. So, And there are still people I know today that go out and refer to other people and say, oh yeah, his screen name on ICR was Boner Boy or something like that. And, you know, then you get this whole long sorted history and it's like, okay, TMI.
Boner Boy. Okay, how about let's move on. Christmas is it's the holidays right now. What are you guys planning this month? I mean, any travels, any parties you guys gonna do? Devin, how about you?
We already had a Christmas party, which was kind of a big deal for us. So it's kind of weird. Like after the Christmas party's over, like that's our big planning event because we go to our both parents' houses. his folks, my folks, for actual Christmas, like the only thing we're really organizing is a Christmas party. So by the time that's over, it's sort of like, ah, it's all easy from now on, like from here on out.
Once you're done with that.
But I mean, there's all kinds of little, you know, lots of little parties. And I just, this last weekend went to a, like a cookie party where we had, everyone had baked cookies and that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Does your partner go with you to your parents' house or?
Oh, yeah.
Do they know that you're involved or?
Are you yeah.
Do they know you're the gay?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how do they accept that? Because you have a beard.
You have a mustache. How can you be gay? Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
You know, it's funny because a long time ago, this is, you know, oh God, before I was even going out with Jay, my mom said, you know, I kind of notice a lot of your friends look kind of similar.
Okay. Oh, you bears look alike.
They're all kind of like the same body type. I'm like, yeah, I've noticed that too. And she's like, it's kind of the same body type as your father. And I was like, I've already contemplated the scary Freudian implications of this. So don't have to tell me.
You know, that's interesting because...
Well, you know, talking about opposites attract and stuff, when I first met the ex's dad, it was like kind of staring into a mirror. It was very scary.
Oh, really? Oh.
I mean, we didn't look at... Well, yeah, real father figure. We had a lot of the same body features, and we kind of both...
Hung?
I guess, like,
hung?
Well, I guess... I don't know. I never asked...
Was he looking for a daddy, you think? Yeah. You think he was looking for a daddy, specifically his?
So, I don't know.
Maybe.
And I brought that up on several occasions to get shot down very quickly, so I just let it alone. You know, something just don't press. So.
Wow. Okay, so how about you, Jeff?
I think we're just going to – we don't really have anything planned, so I think we're just going to do the same thing that we did last year, which is – we're just going to, like, go visit friends and, you know, gay friends, some straight friends, and probably hang out with each of our families and stuff. And so last year we had a good time. I had a good time meeting his family, and that was when I first met them. So this will be our second – or my second Christmas with Michael's family. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's probably what we're going to do, that or either that or – or just have a and also we're gonna have a Christmas of our own too. So either that or just spend more time alone together. So
yeah. Well, Ray, you're not going anywhere, right? Just parties in Houston, right?
I got a little trip planned for Christmas Eve, and that's about it. And then maybe over to some friend's house on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a movie. You know, so
yeah, pretty much the same thing.
It's a low key hard candy Christmas. So
yeah, we don't want to do too much. Although next, a couple of weeks from now, 27th, 28th, I'll be in New Orleans with Mike. We're going to watch a football game on Christmas. Oh, no. You know how it is. That's what's different about me and Mike. He's into football a lot, and I'm not too much into football. So
all those big, burly men running around in tight pants.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's what he's looking at. That's right. Okay, I want to ask you guys, since you've been to parties or planning any, did you guys do any white elephant gift exchange? Any crazy ones? Or did you gift or what?
We actually, at our Christmas party, we have this this kind of Christmas gift exchange game where everyone brings a gift. It has to be like under $10. And then they're all wrapped. Everyone picks a number. Everyone picks up a gift, and then you open the gifts in order, but before you open your gift, you can steal someone else's gift that they already opened. So it's kind of like, you know, Secret
White
Santa.
White elephant, yeah.
But it's kind of funny, because over the years, people have started, like, giving, like, really good gifts. Like, you know, oh, I used my employee discount at such and such to buy this really nice thing. So people started getting, like, really aggressive over the stealing.
Yeah. I remember sometime last year, I think I got somebody got a penis pump.
And I still have it. Thank you.
Okay, so what I did, I stole it. Because that party was Saturday. I stole it. And this, of course, people were looking at me, ooh, are you going to demo it? Come on, let's go to the bathroom, demo it. No, it's going to be, in my mind, of course, I'm going to re-gift it. Yep. I am guilty with that. I am guilty of regifting also. There's the party after. I brought the penis pump and it was also a hit. Eventually, Ray got it.
It's funny because you say that because the gift that I bought, because I thought people were getting too serious with the gifts, uh-huh. I bought one of those. I think it's the technical name of it is Cat in a Can, and it's like one of those, you know, real cyber skin sleeve things. You buy the sex store,
and you use it to satisfy yourself.
It's like a jerk off sleeve, basically.
Oh. I've seen people.
The old version of the fleshlight.
Exactly.
It's like a fleshlight
version.
Those are really good.
Thank you, Jeff, for the information. So, how does it feel?
But the guy I gave it to was so embarrassed when he opened it up. He couldn't bring himself to show everyone. Everyone's like, "What is it?" You know, because you're unwrapping gifts, and he's like, "Oh my god, I can't show you."
I guess then nobody stole it. So, I guess it's not that's not at work, was it?
No.
No way.
This is my house.
Oh, okay, that would be very embarrassing. Yeah, what did I get this year? I mean, I did get some DVDs. That's pretty much it. I stole some, but I think fleshlight went around. And a cock ring. I haven't posted that picture yet, Ray. I have a picture of Ray with a cock ring around him. Well, how to describe it, Ray? I took a picture.
Well, that's a big cock ring to start with.
That's right. Yeah. So what did you get, Ray?
What? I didn't do the white elephant this
you
year.
You didn't do it? I thought you did. Did you do any, Jeff?
No, I didn't do any either.
No. Oh, you haven't experienced the stealing thing, right?
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it is. Okay, what do we have here? All right. How about some... okay, we're going to change gears here. I'm going to play a voicemail that we received last week from our friend Gary. Hold on. Here we go.
Hey, Reynard. This is Gary Snyder calling. Gary. Gary Bear 73. I am actually just arriving in Indianapolis for Midwest Bear Fest. I was driving, and I listened to the latest podcast, and the voicemail that was left in response to the ABL card item, I just wanted to make a comment about it. I thought it was curious that they felt that 30 minutes dedicated towards someone's promoting of a business concept for profit was was an interesting comment. I think back about all the podcasts you guys have done, and you've done so much for promoting a various amount of things, including Bear Runs, which is how I've been on the show, which... they, granted, are usually nonprofit and for charity, but it's all about promoting things within the community at large. So I just wanted to kind of provide that. And I hope to talk to you guys soon, perhaps in the next couple of weeks, as they're starting to get pulled together for Drench for next year. So I hope you both have a great holiday season, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye.
Happy holidays, Gary. Yeah, so... listen to that. It's, yeah, thank you, Gary, for the voicemail. A couple of episodes ago, we had Bears Life Magazine, Steve O'Harris, in the show. And, yeah, it was pretty much, we talked about that gold membership card, gold lifestyle card that Bears Life Magazine is offering. And, okay, like Gary said, we've had clubs, we've had businesses before. Like I said before, we had New Planet Toys, Bear Gear. We had people whose businesses we talked about in the show, and this is no different. And now somebody called in 2 weeks ago about promoting a business, somebody's business. So, well, it's we are doing it within the community, so I don't see anything wrong with that. What do you guys think?
For me personally, I've read like a couple negative comments about the whole gold card thing, and I don't really understand their frame of thinking. I mean, the way I see it is that it's to me it's just like a AAA card where you buy a card and then you get benefits from doing that. And the way I see it is that I think it's a wonderful thing. I mean, I might be a little biased saying that because I write for the magazine.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, I feel that it does offer you something because it does offer you benefits for or cheaper prices for airlines, for hotels, for even personal goods and in porn even. I mean, bear porn.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
We can. No, you need one.
Oh.
Yeah, you can get bear porn cheaper. So it's
I'm like, sold.
So it's like I don't. You can go to bear events more because you have this card because you're saving money. So I really don't see that there's anything wrong with it. And deep down underneath, the reason why, the main reason why this gold card got created was is because the magazine, like many magazines, not just the Bear's Life, but and not just gay mags, but all magazines, including straight mainstream like cooking magazines, news magazines, they're all doing very poorly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Steve-O's way of trying to keep the magazine up and about. I mean, I enjoy writing for the magazine. I know a lot of people that enjoy reading the magazine, and it's one of the few bear magazines that we have that isn't porn. It's actually, you know, it talks about bear issues and stuff, and I think that's a nice thing.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, I write for the magazine, so I might be biased, but I think what I'm saying is a fair judgment. I mean, is a fair opinion. So,
mm-hmm. You travel a lot, Devin.
I wouldn't say a lot.
Yeah, because is this okay? How about you? Is this something like a AAA card that you would, or do you have a AAA card?
You know, I don't think my read on the whole issue, because I've seen people make comments and whatnot on Facebook and other sites about the card. I don't think the objection to the card is in like the value it represents or anything. I think that people are viewing it as you're not selling a Bear's Life gold card. You're selling like a Bear gold card, like buy the gold membership of Beardom. And I think that's what's like kind of ruffling everyone's feathers, is they feel you're trying to like sell membership into like being a bear or something like that.
Oh,
or, so membership has its privileges, you know.
You're not bear enough if you don't have it.
I don't know. Either that, or maybe they just, you know, maybe they just think that I don't know, it's trying to like cash in on, you know, the subculture or something. I'm not sure, but I think that's why it's been kind of polarizing. Is not that it is because it's not seen as just like a, you know, buy into our, you know, club that gets you discounts. It's people are thinking it's, you know, oh, you're trying to buy like a gold bear membership, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, I think a lot of, you know, bear groups or whatever are always concerned about, you know, I don't know, the in and the out groups.
The A-lists.
A-list bears. Oh, God, if I hear that one more time.
You hate A-lists.
I hate hearing that.
Well, you know, regardless of what social structure you belong to, there's always a hierarchy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can be straight, you can be gay, you can be fat, skinny. There's always a hierarchy.
Mm-hmm. Is there such thing as an A-list chaser? That's awful.
Well, you know, they're always on the show called Bear Podcast.
Yes. We are the A-list chasers. Oh my God. No.
I finally made it.
Yes.
You're
made
there.
It.
See?
All I had to do was a stupid website for 7 years, and I finally got noticed. Finally got onto the podcast.
That's right. Become A-list.
No, but I mean, people, it's just like, and they're talking about cashing on the bear community. Well, hell yeah, cashing on the bear community. I mean, bears got money just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, all the ads on TV aren't marketing to the bear community. They're marketing to the broadest spectrum that they can get people in. Mm-hmm. And here you are, get people that's marketing directly to the bear community because they know what the bear, you know, majority of the bear community likes to do, and this, that, and the other. And now people are kind of getting mad about it because they're being exploited. I'm like, well, you know, it's marketing.
It's marketing. It's part of life.
I mean, for the last 10 years, they've been talking about the almighty gay dollar. I keep waiting for me to get the almighty gay dollar, but I haven't met it yet.
I haven't seen it either.
But,
no,
I think it's the people feel.
Go ahead.
But it's that whole disposable, yeah, I'll get it out in a minute. That whole disposable income things that gays are supposed to have. Because we don't have kids, we're not tied down to this, blah, 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 whatever.
Well, you know, I think it's also that people resent it when they feel like they're being targeted for advertising. Like, you know, oh, like, because I'm a bear, you know what stuff I want to buy or blah, blah, blah. I think some people get hung up about that.
It's, they get they get hit up with that regardless of whether they're bear or not.
But there's another side to that, though. I mean, you're saying that it's kind of negative to be targeted, but in a way, I personally, if I see lots of ads that are targeted towards bears or maybe chasers or something, I might actually like that because it would be nice to see more bears in ads.
Yeah.
So I do think that there's a flip side to that.
I mean, when you start watching American TV and you start seeing the Gene commercials. Fat boys in them and not skinny boys that hadn't eaten in about 3 weeks, you will know the bear community has finally arrived.
You know, it's kind of funny because, like, years ago when being gay was much more in the closet and everything and no one advertised to a gay market, when people started advertising towards the gay market, it's like, oh, wow, like, you know, they're treating us as a legitimate subculture to be advertised to and... You know, I think a lot of gay people responded positively to that. But now, if you ever see ads, like I've seen certain ads in like The Advocate or whatever mainstream gay magazines, if I feel they're pandering, like, oh, so it's a furniture ad and you put a shirtless guy in it because I'm gay, I'm going to respond better to your furniture ad. I sometimes do get kind of like, feel like, you know, it's kind of condescending, like, oh, since you're gay, you must like, you know, shirtless twinks and disco music, and that's how I'm going to advertise to you.
If you look at most local gay advertising,
yeah,
that's what it is. I mean, you have an eyewear place, and all you see is this guy wearing a pair of glasses, and all the rest of his muscled torso with tattoos, and that's all you see. And then at the very bottom, it says eyewear by blah 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 address phone.
Well, I for one would like to see some bears in advertising. I sometimes rewind to it on my DVR.
I mean, the only time you really see bearish guys in advertising is when they're selling trucks.
Oh, really?
Or Gladware plastic bags.
But look at the truck commercials. They got people like Toby Keith. I mean, they got some skinny boys in there too, but it's usually bigger guys that are in there because they're doing that whole macho, we're going to load this truck up. And we're gonna go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to see those, or maybe OxiClean, or maybe not.
Bonnie paper towels.
Bonnie paper towels.
Don't you think though? Recently, it seems like there's a lot more bear guys in TV shows. Not the commercials, but the actual TV shows.
Yeah, that's true. It's like flash forward. They have what else?
The guy dancing around in his underwear?
Yes, you know that one?
No, I never saw that one.
You saw that one? I still have that. I keep rewinding to it. It's pretty, really awesome.
But like every reality show, there's always like some bear dude or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Top Chef.
Like in Top Chef, right? Kevin Gillespie, hello.
Hello. Oh, Kevin. Wait, is he the one from Atlanta? He's the one from Atlanta, right?
He's from Georgia, I think.
Yeah.
His beard has a fan page on Facebook.
Yep.
Oh my God! I want his babies. It's really cute. It's and actually, Mike likes him because he says that he was really good. Also, Kevin on Top Chef. So yeah, he wants to go to his restaurant one of these days.
Totally go.
I'm going. I want to go.
Yeah, if there's a run there, let's go. Let's go to Georgia.
We'll see if somebody's out there listening, and they're doing a bear cruise. Guest chef.
Oh my God.
Oh, there you go. That's an idea.
See?
That'd be very expensive too. Extremely expensive.
It would be expensive.
Oh my God, guys. It's over an hour now.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, any plans for you guys? Well, Christmas, you guys said that you guys are gonna be with family and parties this week. How about really quick? Because I don't know if we're going to have another Chaser show by the new year. So, any plans for our resolutions?
Definitely work out more.
No more porn?
Right.
Yeah, right.
He can't make that resolution until after he's come to Houston.
Oh, that's right.
I think my resolution is to not get stressed out by work as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, brother.
Oh yeah, don't work too hard. How about you, Ray? Anything on your side?
You know what? I'm just playing it by ear this year.
Yeah. I'm not really into that either. I just do whatever I need to do.
I want to meet somebody. I want to have a good time. Just laid back. Take it easy. Get out of debt. You know, work on my company.
Oh, that's right, hotethnicmen.com. You know, if you Google that, Hot and Ethnic Men, it goes to most of our pictures on Bear Podcast. If you type Hot Ethnic Men, Hot Ethnic Men, one word, it just goes to Bear Podcast. Ray, that's what's happening if you Google it. Yeah, it's. I think you're in it too. Ray is in it too. The album arts from many shows. It's all over there on Google. If you Google it, Hot Ethnic Men. Anyway, okay, guys. Well, it's been a great episode. It's great chatting with you guys, and we should do this more often. What do you guys think?
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Definitely, you can.
I have to say, as my first podcast, it's kind of surreal to, like, after hearing the podcast so many times with your voices, to be actually speaking to you interactively.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Well, welcome to the A-list, baby.
Yeah. Or the A-list, Jason.
Finally.
And I'm sure I will get some email from somebody saying, "You think you're A-list, man?" I'm just joking. Okay?
We're just kidding. Oh, my God. Actually, A-list. If I'm in a Baron, I'm mostly ignored. That's how I feel sometimes, but I don't mind. I mean, I do go to Barons to see lots of new, meet new friends, meet old friends.
Yeah. Do you wear a t-shirt that says Bear Podcast?
Sometimes I do, but
yeah, we've got to get some decent t-shirts.
We need new more shirts, right, Ray?
We need to have a logo contest and come up with somebody with a kick-ass logo and do some decent shirts.
Yeah, the one I did was really, it was made by some Greek guy back in 2006, I think, and I never heard from him. And I used to get some emails from him and some audio, some pictures, and some. I think the big bear. I think it came from him. He gave me that. If you see Bear Podcast, and there's a big bear guy, a big bear, animal bear. That's something he got for us. Anyway, okay. So again, thank you guys for joining us. Jeff, how can people get in touch with you?
They can basically go to my profile on Big Muscle Bear. It's bigmusclebear.com/MrPandaBear. That's MrPandaBehr.
Mr. Panda Bear. Okay. How about you, Devin? Do you have any public profile, like a Flickr or something? Or where can people catch
you? Well, I do have a Flickr account that has all my...
That's right. You're a photographer, so might as well.
Amateur. Well, I do have all my pictures from the last Bear Cruise up there. Mm-hmm. But my Flickr account is under Devorama, Devorama. So if you want to check out some of my pictures, you can see them there. I don't really have any like bear site profiles or anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I rarely do too. I really just have, you know, see Facebook or
but that whole Bear 411 thing. I'm like, I'm not even going to bother trying.
You're not. Yeah.
Like, you have trouble.
I don't want to be in any club that wouldn't have me.
Oh,
that's right. Me too. Me neither. So yeah, it's Devorama. I always think Devorama. You know the band.
I know Devo. That's what, when people read it, that's what they think too. Like, I'm a fan of Devo or something. But
yeah,
no.
You might get copyright problems there. Anyway, okay. Well, thank you guys for joining us. It's awesome. And well,
thanks for having me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Guys, if you want to contact us, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or, like our listeners, you can call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes.
Arg.
Arg. Give us a call. Also, if you have holiday cards to send, you can send it to Bear Podcast. No, Nard and Ray, Bear Podcast, at P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347. Yeah, the links are on the website, and the address, I'll put it in the show notes. Also, subscribe via iTunes and friend us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Okay. So, again, thank you guys, and I will catch you guys... online, probably we'll chat again on Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Definitely. Okay, thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear. Jeez,